no holds barred. I'm not gonna hold a grudge. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. Like, it is what it is, and that's the thing. Hello, and welcome back to the podcast. I am exhausted, but very happy to be recording this episode. This is one of those episodes that are going to be going up like less than 24 hours of recording. So there goes my idea for wanting to get ahead of schedule, even though I need to. Life is lifing. Don't even. My friend who will most likely listen to this episode, you're either going to get your voice note before this episode comes out or like recorded and sent immediately after, just because life is hectic, but you will know what you know when you know. For everyone else, welcome back. I hope you are doing well. I am doing okay. If my voice sounds weird, as usual, I'm not the greatest of health or in the greatest place of health. I'm drinking water throughout the episode and I have a bit of congestion, but I'm medicating and I'm getting back on track. So that is going well. But today's episode is rewarding yourself. And it's almost like an anti-reward yourself kind of episode. I'm gonna ramble. I have points I wanna get to, but I'm just gonna freestyle this one for the most part. Strap in, buckle up, get ready. It might not be what you think, but it's gonna be fun either way. So get yourself a drink and let's do this. So, why did I come up with this topic, you might be asking yourself? If you've been following me for a while, you know I keep referring to the YouTube. And I had this grandiose idea that I'd immediately start uploading, everything would go well, subscribers would start coming in. And I was trying to think ahead in terms of, oh, if I reach this milestone, I need to do a reward so I can be like, thank you for so many subscribers, here's a reward for myself. Or once I hit this milestone, I can do this, get that, make it like big. And if you've been following the past 2 weeks specifically, you'd know I've been going through this emotion of just, why did I start the channel? What is the point of it? What is going on? And it's been an emotional upheaval, to say the least. But the conclusion out of everything is that I figured out why. I'm doing this because I love it. It shouldn't be about a particular reward. It shouldn't be about a certain milestone. Because I have ones that I know for myself where I'm just like, okay, if I reach this, I'm good. That's great. If I reach this thing, better. And if I make it this far, perfect. That is it. Job done. Those are things I'm keeping to myself. My friends, you can ask me, I'll explain the convoluted system I have going on. But for the most part, I don't think I'm going to be having a massive, oh, I earned this many subscribers, I've reached that many, this, I've done that. Like, I tend to overthink things, and trying to reach a particular milestone or count of some sort is just gonna drive me crazy. So I'm not gonna do it. Because unlike Icarus, who flew too close to the sun, I know my limits. I know what I'm capable of and what not. The main thing is I don't wanna be a slave to the algorithm. Everyone is upset because the algorithm keeps changing, the processes keep going crazy. I mean, there was a threat of taking TikTok out of the USA, if I'm not mistaken, a few months ago. Like, anything could topple on its head at any second, and I don't want to have to be jumping through hoops to appease an algorithm made by machines. Like, that is not where I want to live my life. So I don't want to do that, and I'm not going to do that. Because I know what I'm capable of, I know what my limits are, I know where I fall short. Like, currently, I haven't done my second week of Christmas in July, and I think I need to be doing the third next week, or last week, or tomorrow. It's just been a thing, and I know that's on me, but I also know that I'm capable of much more, but only to a certain point. So, like, know your limits. That is the biggest thing. The next thing that I want to actually focus on because of this whole convoluted algorithm, reward, subscribers, numbers thing, is that I don't want to focus on it. I do not want to get caught up in the algorithm chase and I don't want to be a slave to the numbers. If anyone knows me, I am a data queen. I love the spreadsheets, the graphs, the numbers, the historical data. Don't even get me started, especially when it comes to like my shares, and having all that information at the click of a button is the best feeling in the world. And I like doing that for myself. So I have my own graphs, charts, numbers, tables, everything. But that's for me personally. I don't want to do that with the social media to a certain extent, unless I need to get there, in which case I'll just be like, I'll figure it out. But for now, I don't want to be focusing on the followers, the monetization, the how do I do this, the how do I do that. I did mention previously, I'm not gonna backtrack, trust me. I did mention that I want to align my social media so that it is the best, what's the phrase, best bio for what I am doing. And that helps me narrow down, niche down, and find people who want to find me, or people who take an interest in similar things. That is fine. That to me is okay, because it's kind of like making a CV, which I've been doing recently. You make your CV, you put your best assets forward, and then it's like, okay, cool, that's like the basis. Anything else that happens, you can just change the rest. But that is the basic outline, and that is what I want to do for my social media. I want to have my basic outline there. So you know that when you check my bio, like, okay, cool, she's into this, she's into that. If you like that, you'll follow it. If not, move on. No hold barred. I'm not gonna hold a grudge. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. Like, it is what it is. And that's the thing. You get rid of all the fluff and the noise so you can focus down on what you're actually getting to. And that's what I want to do. I want to just focus on making my Instagram content, making my podcast, and getting to my vlogs. Those are the three things I want to do. If people follow and like and subscribe and share and do all those things, great. I never say that in my vlogs that I can remember, because I just make the vlogs for me. I completely forget to even say that. Even saying it now is weird, because I'm not gonna beg people to like, oh, please follow me, like, don't forget. I sometimes forget, or it's not even a thing. So like, I don't mind. Even if you're just a lurker, like, lurk, watch, like, never comment, never anything, that is okay. I don't mind that, because that's not why I'm doing it. I'm not trying to create a cult. I'm just trying to share what I love. And people who might like that are like, okay, cool, I'll see occasionally what you get up to. That is what I want. Which is, the journey is the destination. The thing that you are doing in itself should be a rewarding thing. And that is what I keep forgetting. I'm doing this because I enjoy it. I find it so fun. And sometimes I like to record myself while I do this, because I'm currently doing that right now. I'm probably going to use it for B-roll in a future vlog. But I absolutely love this, and I don't even realize sometimes that I am smiling so brightly, or I end up just laughing at myself and smiling, because I genuinely enjoy doing this. I'm not making money. To a certain extent, I'm losing money. I logged my receipts the other day, and I found out that I had spent money on things just for the podcast, either for an Instagram reel, picture, or post that I was gonna do. And I'm just like, I don't mind spending the money on this because I genuinely love it. I can always reuse the item later, which is one of the considerations I'm always gonna take up when buying something. And that it's not just too much of a once-off thing. You know, I'm not buying a Christmas hat for one picture and then never using it again. No, I'm actually reusing the item. It's got multiple uses, and that's fine. But the thing is, I'm spending money, I haven't recouped anything, and that's okay, because it's not about the money. It's about the enjoyment of what I'm doing, and I do enjoy it. So I'm gonna keep enjoying it. I'm gonna keep doing it. And that is what I want to end this episode off on. Find things you want to do, and then do it. Make something work with you, work for you, and enjoy it. Because whether you do that thing once off and you're just like, you know, I thought I'd maybe enjoy this and I don't. Cool. Now you know, you can find something else. Or if, like me, you want to do it consistently and for a long period of time and you genuinely love it, do that. No one is going to stop you. And if they do, tell them no. Tell them to go find their own hobby. because I saw this on Instagram. Someone who is working harder than you will never criticize you. Why? They don't have time to be nitpicking someone who's not doing the most in their own life. If I'm busy, I'm focusing on me. I don't have time to bother with other people. Same thing. Empty vessels make the most noise. They got nothing going on in their life, and therefore they can only criticize you. Don't let them do it. Get on with the show, do what you need to do, and move on. And that's their problem, not yours. So yeah, that is me for this week. The one thing I will say, if I do post something of a reward that I got myself or something of that nature, it's because I want to reward myself for just making it through this current tough time I'm going through. Or it's something I just want. I don't generally see things as rewards. I just find what I want, save up my money, and buy it. My latest thing has been shares, but I have been looking at certain things that I want. One of the issues I've had is a handbag. Like, seriously, a handbag. But I've had issues with my handbags, if you know. Over the last while, they broke. I had it repaired. It broke again. And I'm just like, you're not worth it. And then my mom actually bought me a handbag. So I've been with that handbag for a while. But that brings me to this week's song of the week, which is a song called Prada by Casso, Ray, and D Block Europe. It is a good song, but I prefer the acoustic version. I will leave them both linked below. And I genuinely love handbags. I do love the Prada handbag, especially like the tiny one that Paris Hilton is iconic for wearing. They are incredible bags. But the reason why I chose this song and the bag led me to it was because the lyrics in this song are incredible. And this is what I wanted to kind of emphasize throughout the whole episode. Work for yourself, do things for yourself, earn things for yourself, and then reward yourself with them. But don't care what other people say. And that is basically just beautifully put into lyrics. When she sings, I already make that paper, I don't need to chase no clout. I don't usually pipe up, but I don't like how you're running your mouth. If that is not the most iconic sentences in lyrics, I don't know what is. Because you already make your money, you don't need to chase clout. You don't need to worry about people pushing you up. You already know your worth. And then she still goes on like, she doesn't usually speak up. But if you're going to talk nonsense, she's going to clap back. And for that, I'm just like, yes. Move in silence. Because people think, oh, this person just came up overnight. No. That 15 minutes of fame took like 15 months in the trenches. Don't think it's that quick and easy. That's not how this works. So, yeah. That is my two cents for this week. As usual, I'm just going to say, keep being a better being, and I'll see you in next week's episode. Love you. Bye.